News Talk 1400, KFRU.
It's the morning meeting here on News Talk 1400 KFRU. 10:35. Proper footwear is essential. Renee, whether it's an 80s dance or whether you're running a marathon.
Yeah, don't give yourself shin splints dancing too much.
Although I'll tell you, Andrea, you probably know this. I don't know if you remember the name of the gentleman. He's run it the last few years. There is a gentleman. I've talked about him before. He runs the Heart of America Marathon. He does it barefoot.
Yes.
And it's just incredible to me that not only is he running this kind of a distance barefoot, but also part of it is on the trail.
Exactly.
Ow.
That's pretty sharp gravel on the trail,
yeah,
too.
I
have a gravel driveway, and just walking out occasionally with the dog with my bare feet.
Gently, I know. He's pounding out there.
Although I have to say that probably would be better than running it in spikes, the way Joe Schrader did it.
You heard that, yeah. Joe told us his whole tale. He was the first winner of the Heart of America Marathon when they just ran basically from, where was it that Bill said it was, sort of where Clink scales, I guess, its stadium or thereabouts now, up Broadway to Fulton, and he ran it in spikes, which, and then stopped and sort of jog walked the last few miles.
And those were the metal spikes they used to make, not these plastic things
now. It was tough. So, Andrea Fisher is with us. That's the other voice you're hearing this morning. She is, along with Michelle McFadden, the women's record holder for the Heart of America Marathon. The 50th annual comes up on Labor Day, and you said it was low-key, and that's certainly true. This year, because it's the 50th anniversary, they went all out with color brochures and stuff like that, you know, which is kind of out of the norm for this particular, which is usually a fairly low-key event.
Yes.
I would tell our listeners, Labor Day morning, the run itself will finish. It finishes on Broadway, right in front of the City Building, at the corner of...
Where all the construction is.
Yes, where all the construction is.
Is that 7th or 6th? Because First National is at 8th. First National is at 8th.
Then it's 7th.
It's 7th. It's a block to the west.
It's where the Parks and Rec building is for the City of Columbia, just on the other side. Is that 6th or 7th? Anyway, it's there.
I can't remember.
Right in front of the City building is where they finish. So if you see people straggling down Broadway...
Don't run them over.
No, please don't do that. But it's usually pretty quiet on Labor Day anyway. Let's grab a phone call. Hi, you're on the morning meeting. Hi.
Years that I could run the Heart of America Marathon, I tried to take my time and enjoy it longer, so I certainly spent more time on the track than you did, but I think the Heart of America Marathon is almost a cult.
That's a good word for it.
I have run marathons in, Honolulu, Chicago, London, St. Louis, Kansas City, other places, but the Heart of America always has maintained an infatuation in my mind, and if I was physically able to do so, I'd certainly be on the course on Labor Day. But I just wanted to point out, when I tell people about Heart of America Marathon, trying to encourage them to participate, I always emphasize that there are 6 rather long downhill segments. So with that in mind, it really isn't that challenging. But look forward to seeing perhaps both of you at the banquet. I'll be in town this time, and... the Heart of America really means a lot to everyone who's ever come across the finish line.
Yeah, that's an excellent call. He's actually summed up pretty well what I was trying to get at earlier.
Yeah, and one of the great things about the banquet is I look forward to hearing the stories from the guys back in the old days who so long ago, before the running craze, before, you know, Nike Air, before technical running fabrics or Gatorade even, power bars.
Yep.
Went out there and God knows what, wearing on their feet, to just go out and run,
Converse.
To see if they could do it.
Converse.
They might have been Chuck Taylors. Yeah.
I think we've heard stories of, some of them were wearing Chuck. And that is the fascinating part of it. And you're right. And especially in weather like you have on Labor Day, you know, you even have technical socks these days.
Oh,
you
socks know, those that wick the moisture away so your feet don't get all sweaty.
You know, but these guys are running in just cotton athletic socks, and those, I'm like you.
And not drinking.
I wonder, how did they do it?
Well, and remember the rules about they used to say don't drink during while you're running. And
Joe told us.
Or take salt pills before you start.
Right. He told us they were doing that, and he said don't drink while you're running, it's bad for you.
So make you throw up.
I mean, they weren't doing any of that stuff. They weren't drinking on Labor Day, running 26 miles around here, and you can't fathom
it. Imagine their physical condition how, and plus they weren't used to living with air conditioning all the time like we are anyway.
Probably not then. Not the
and
60s,
so they probably were a lot more acclimated to that heat than we are today. So imagine if they had had some of the